trying to get my chi back now, man. That's real, man. All that good shit, man. Talking about autoerotic asphyxiation and everything, man. Just when you thought you forgot about it, we bringing it back.
Oh shit.
Now, we gotta lay cool.
We tired of being cool, man. Every time we get in an argument with the Lord, you say be cool. The same thing, be cool. We be too cool, we gonna lose.
We gonna lose. Who number one?
You are now listening to Forget That Yo Radio. Forget That Yo Radio. The number one show on planet Earth. Any other show, forget that, yo.
La, 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 wait till I get my money right. I had a dream I could buy my way to heaven. When I awoke, I spent that on a necklace. I told God I'll be back in a second. Man, it's so hard not to act reckless. To whom much is given, much is tested. Get arrested, guess until he get the message. I feel the pressure under more scrutiny. And what I do, act more stupidly. Bought more jewelry, more Louis V. My mama could.
Yo, 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 back in the building. The Black David Hasselhoff. Forget that, yo. Any other show, forget that, yo. I'd like to give a big shout out Germany for holding us down, Brazil, listeners in Vietnam, the UK, Canada, Saudi Arabia. Thank y'all for tuning in. Ireland, Ukraine, Republika Hrvatska, and Symbol, whoever y'all are. Shout outs to you too, but I don't understand your symbol. Yeah.
What does the symbol look like?
It looked like a tree with a box with a refrigerator next to it.
Oh, snap.
That might be a new country. With a refrigerator. Shout out to y'all too. Look, they feeding the people, man. They got the food next to the tree right there, bro. All right, look. All right. So this is Jeremy Y at Jeremy Y. You can find me on Twitter, man. The Y stands for question everything. And also you can find me on YouTube at the Jeremy Contradiction. I'm trying to pull myself back, Ant. I'm trying to pull my energy back. I'm trying to get my chi back. And we got a new person to the show today. What's happening, homie?
What's going on? It's your boy PJ from ThatBoyPJ.com and also the Hip Hop Power Hour.
And that's that boy, D-A-T-B-O-I.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I spell it different because I'm cool like that.
Because so. He a gangster.
I will kill you. Nah, when I'm skinny than a motherfucker, don't run up on me.
We got some topics, man. I want y'all to check out the video now, the alligator. The scientist, biologist who thought he was the alligator hunter.
I'm about to press play right now. Let me see.
Oh, what is he doing?
Oh, oh.
Son, why is this man known, bro? No. He trying to kick it.
I got a commercial. I don't get what the hell. What link you get? I got a commercial. Oh, I got it now. Hold on.
Oh, shit. Look at the fire. Yo, I'm mad he got two dudes behind him, and they just watching him.
I'm not mad at them.
Now, look, you trying to grab. Come on, get up, bro.
Hey, bro, the damn alligator looking like, bro, you better get from right here. I'm about to hurt you. Like, he could have killed him if he wanted to, look like.
Yeah. Like, look, dog.
I'm mad he got to try to put a pillowcase over him like the alligator was stupid. Like he ain't know, like the pillowcase was what it was.
Like it's all good.
Yeah, like where do you shit off me.
Where do you learn that at, man? Like, yo, if I just put this pillowcase over his face, right, I'm going to be good.
Niggas watch real, MacGyver. Though. That's MacGyver, yeah, man. They watch too much MacGyver.
Oh, my goodness. Look at him. Yo, he had that man arm, too.
Ooh. I'm mad the nigga looked back at the alligator like he was pissed off at the alligator.
For what? Yeah, like he had at the alligator, like, man.
Yeah. You looked back, you should have ran. I don't know why you walked away.
Damn, that thing said the alligator was, said, bro, that shit was so strong. You see how I ejected him back and slammed him to the fucking wall on the grass?
Yeah.
Damn, it says 300 pounds. Oh, my goodness, what is he thinking? 300 pounds, dog. Biologist. Okay. Study humans, plants, animals. Well, if you study animals, you should have knew not to run up on the alligator with pillowcase.
Yeah, because you should know the behaviors of an alligator. Bite a nigga arm off.
Son, oh my goodness, that is crazy. What was he thinking about? Like, he didn't even look confident in his own self like he was going back there. Like, it was like, oh shit, it's on camera, so I guess I got to go. Like, he was peer pressured. He was like, oh, it's good, man. You the biologist, shit. You know more about it than us. Go, go, go.
That man tried to get YouTube hits, man.
Oh, he gonna get them.
I like how he tried to kick that motherfucker. Like, really?
Yeah. If that alligator would have bit the leg, oh my God, I'd have fell out.
Yeah, he got lucky because from what it looked like, the alligator never closed his mouth. He never really, like, bit down.
Like, really, like, I'm hungry. Like, it didn't look like it, like, wanted to kill him. It just, like, get off me.
Get the fuck off me, yeah.
The stupid pillowcase shit.
I'm not tired. I'm not sleepy.
I'm not sleepy.
I was chilling. I'm not tired. It's still daylight, man.
Yo, check it, man. I want the mood to sound a little more serious. A lot more. Y'all heard the news about the updates on the Trayvon Martin case.
Now, what's the new update?
That he was killed from a single shot. The autopsy showed that it was an intermediate shot, man.
What is that? Shot from
from a distance.
So it's saying it's another shooter? On a grassy knoll?
You stupid.
No. Hold on, wait, what?
Fire from intermediate range killed Trayvon Martin.
So it wasn't a scuffle?
Nah. So, but they said there's an abrasion on like on his knuckle, under Trayvon's one of his knuckles, below the knuckle on his left ring finger, there's a 1/4-inch size abrasion.
That could have been when he fell.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could have been when he fell, but I'm thinking maybe the scuffle was first and the scuffle was over and then he got whooped, so then he shot him.
Son, I don't know what I don't know. All I know is this. I know one thing. The people was recording, and I heard a voice. And that voice was screaming for about 30 seconds, bro. It was, like, screaming for a long time. And it didn't sound like that voice was screaming in a scuffle. I don't know how that happened, but based on what I heard, it sounded like somebody screaming. Whoever it was, whoever you may believe it was, it sounded like somebody was screaming. And for all of a sudden, a gunshot to just fire off through a clear screen, it didn't sound like a scuffle. It sounded like it was something meant to happen.
Yeah, and it sounded like he saw the gun and was like, help, 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 and got shot.
It sounded like
it was from a distance, yeah.
Yeah, like it was a standoff, and he seen him pull a gun out. So he like, help, like somebody, this dude crazy, and then he shot him.
Yeah.
Damn, that do make sense.
That's what it sounded like to me.
That's what it sounded like to me, too.
It didn't sound like somebody like, and you hear help, and some more rumbling. You know, you heard pure, like, fear.
Screaming,
like, somebody come, you know, help. Somebody come get this motherfucker, whatever, whoever it was. Because some people believe that was Zimmerman screaming. But whoever it was, I heard screaming. And it didn't sound like no scuffle was going on at that one particular time. And then I heard a gunshot and the screaming stopped. I do know that.
And what's wild was when I listened to it too, man, they was on the phone for like you said, like a good 30, 45 seconds before the shit even went off. It's like, damn, if that was a scuffle, who's going to be screaming for that damn long?
Mm-hmm. And fighting at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. That's a long ass time. A scuffle that's going on that long. A minute fight feel like forever when you fighting anyway.
On a street anyway. Like, you ain't no fucking big time. I mean, come on. What's the longest your fight went on a street? A minute?
Exactly.
and after that, you ain't got really no too much wind to be like, help, clear. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, that's gonna make it more interesting as the trial prevails.
What about the mother and what about the lady in Florida that got 20 years?
Who killed her?
She didn't kill nobody. She just shot into the ceiling.
What?
No, she just shot into the ceiling.
Yeah.
And
they hit her up for that though, but it was because they said that when she shot, it was in the vicinity of the kids. So, like, one of the bullets went through the wall.
Right. That's what I heard. It went through the ceiling. So, basically, what it sounds like to me, this is just from my understanding, it sounds like to me is, because they said it wasn't, she couldn't use the stand her ground law, right? Uh-huh. So, basically, it sounds to me that she got 20 years from shooting in the ceiling and didn't kill anybody or didn't shoot anybody. But if she would have killed him, she would have got off. That don't even make sense. Because had she would have killed him, then she can say, I stood my ground. But the fact that she's shot in the ceiling and trying to scare him off and say, look, stop fucking, you know what I mean? Whatever was going on in the house, whatever was going on in a particular house, shot in the ceiling, and then try to and fled after that. I mean, they're trying to get ourselves free time. Like, I can fuck you up, Johnny, so you might want to go ahead on. When was this?
It was recently. Well, she didn't shoot him recently. She just got her sentence recently.
Right.
But, like, straight up, she should have just killed him anyways. I mean, only one story. Only one story get to get told.
Oh, that's messed up.
Nah, because real talk, because she had a restraining on her own dude anyway. So, shit, he came by the crib, I shot him. End of story. Ain't no, I could have shot this or it could have hit the kids. Nah, I pulled one in him. That's it. End of story.
I mean, but truth be told, how that's written is saying that she was better off killing him. Yeah. That's crazy.
Dang.
What world are we living in, man? What world are we living in?
Man, it's like when you go to court, whoever did the worst is the one to get off.
That's crazy, man.
I'm from Florida. Florida just fucked up, period.
Yo, Florida been wilding lately. It all jumped off with the Casey Anthony, then just took off from there.
Yeah, Casey, once they let Casey Anthony go, niggas just will start tripping and think they can kill anybody on the streets. Well, I mean, they can now.
But y'all, I thought y'all was talking about the other story that just happened like a day ago or 2 days ago.
What happened with this?
What happened with that?
Y'all didn't hear about the woman who killed her 4 children and herself?
Mm-mm.
Her name is Pebbles Johnson. She killed the oldest son was 17, Jax Johnson. Then the girl, 15, Jaslyn Johnson, 13.
These niggas.
And that was crazy too, because you don't really see, you'll never see black people, like, you know what I'm saying, killing the whole family.
Yeah.
The crazy thing about it was one of the kids, the neighbors said that one of the kids like looked like he had got shot, and they were leaving the house. The kids were out the house, they was gone, but the mom came back out and called them back to the house, and they all went back in the house. Somebody called the cops, and she killed the kids, and then she killed herself.
Where the daddy was at?
They were separated, so the dad wasn't there.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah, that's bad, man.
See, it says she emerged from her house and called her children to come back home. As the children were walking home, the neighbor called 911. And moments later, the neighbor told the authorities she heard several more gunshots.
Oh, man. She ain't leave a note or nothing? Like, what happened?
The body of the fourth child, who had also been shot, was found in the front yard.
So he got shot and was, like, still trying to crawl out or move. I know you don't know all the details. I'm just thinking, like, or did she just like shoot out the door, like, you won't run, huh, or something? I mean, dang,
man, I don't understand how they came back though. Like, yo, if my mom got a gun and she already done shot one of us, I'm not going back to the house.
How old was the little ones that came back? Like 4 or something like that? She know the 17 or 15 year old wasn't coming back.
17, 15, 13, and 12.
Oh, they was like old enough to know that gunshots ringing off. Oh, that's sad, man.
That's crazy, man. That happened like, I think, was it yesterday? May 15th. No, May 15th, like 2 days ago. Mm. Yeah, man. Florida wildin'.
That was in Florida, too?
Yep.
Damn.
Everything out in Florida, man. No, it started with that chick who that chick who drove to Florida with a diaper on?
the astronaut bitch.
She drove halfway across the country, right?
Yeah, she said, I'm not stopping. I'm about to get this diaper and just keep it moving.
Ooh, it was an astronaut diaper, I heard, too. Like, them shit.
It eats the feces, so you ain't even got to sit in it. As soon as you put it out, it eats it. You know?
Ooh, ooh, that's focus right there. Imagine how fucking mad you got to be to drive all the way across the country and still be mad once you get to that spot. But I guess if you shitting on yourself all the way, that's gonna piss you off even more so, right? That's got to make you more mad. Damn!
I don't think she was mad. I think she was going to go see him. Like, she wanted to see her man.
No, I thought he was cheating on her, and she was going to confront him.
No, I think she was the side chick, and he was back with his family.
Right, yeah, yeah. Okay.
I thought she was going on an innocent visit. I didn't know that.
That's an innocent visit. Come on, babe. Do I really need to see you that bad that you can't pull over and go take a shit right quick? Come on. For real?
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's
how good is... Nah, I'm serious, bro. I'm serious.
Hey, no homo on this shit. That nigga must got some good dick. If you get a bitch to drive cross country in a diaper, you got some good dick. No homo.
Step your game up. I told you, man. Shouts out to my white brethren. they the innovators, man. They do shit first. I ain't never heard nobody got no game like that and make a girl drive in a diaper all the way to see him, man.
Niggas. Mm. Niggas need to start taking tips.
Shout out to technology. Damn, you can shit on yourself and be eating at you at the same time.
Oh, that's what that shit do. I didn't know. I thought it was just like a.
That's what Ann said. I knew it was an astronaut diaper, but I didn't know how it worked.
Yeah, man. I don't work.
I just made that up, man. You know, it gotta have some kind of technology.
Man, you got us quoting shit that ain't even real. We was thinking some other shit. Damn, man. Don't do us like that. Got us looking stupid out here.
Hey, man, that's the astronauts. You know, they got some kind of technology we ain't never seen before.
Well, damn it. Look, NASA, if you don't have it, get on it. Because I need that. It needs to be on the streets.
I don't want no parts of that.
Shout out to the NASA diaper. You know what I'm saying?
Our new sponsor.
It's a diaper.
We sponsored by the NASA diaper.
I hope y'all ain't got no crazy white women watching, listening to y'all show.
We got people from all over the country, man.
Yeah, I heard that. What's the symbol shit about anyways? Because I seen that shit on our shit, too. I was like, I don't know what the refrigerator and tree is, but y'all doing y'all thing. Y'all downloads a lot out there.
They like that. The people, they don't know what it means. They in another country. They don't know what it means, but it's provocative.
I love the hell out of that shit.
Let's get in some sports, son. I got a PJ. I know. What's up with LeBron, man?
I said this on my show, and I'll say it again. LeBron is never going to take the last shot.
See, I wouldn't have a problem with that if dude didn't get on the stage talking about we going to win 5 rings, 6 rings, 7 rings. And he called himself King James, man. Like, you got to be Prince James, like Skip Bayless said, man.
Yeah. Why you don't got that ball in your hand in the fourth quarter with 2 seconds left on the clock? I don't understand that. When you and Wade on the court at the same time, they can't double both of y'all motherfuckers.
I'd rather see LeBron and Wade separated because they're not playing to their full potential on the same team together.
Nah.
You don't think so?
Man. They're not aggressive. They're not like Westbrook and Durant. If they play like that together, man, you couldn't stop Dwayne Wade and LeBron because every time they drive to the hole, it's going to be a foul if they don't make the shot.
Yeah.
But like 90% of the time.
Didn't LeBron, I didn't see that game, but didn't LeBron miss 2 free throws at the end of the game or something like that?
He missed more than 2 free throws. That nigga was missing all kind of shit. I was so pissed off in here. And what was crazy, because the Pacers was missing too. I'm like, yeah, they giving him a shot. Then he come back and miss. I'm like, here we go with this shit. Somebody done fucked his mom again or something. Shit.
Oh.
The hip-hop power hour is bringing the heat.
Oh, we weren't supposed to say that?
Man, we sponsored by LeBron's headband, man.
LeBron, I'm not laughing at these jokes.
I'm a Heat fan. I like LeBron. I would like him to score more baskets in the fourth quarter. And I would like him to stop being a bitch. And play ball.
So who y'all got tonight, man?
That's the Spurs, right?
Nah, the Heat Pacers in Indiana.
Okay, I thought you were talking about the Spurs game, because you never know who I got with the Spurs.
I got the Heat.
It's going to be like a last-minute thing or convincingly?
I think it's going to be a last-minute thing. Is Bosh back?
Nah, man, he got that abdominal strain. They said he got to stay out at least like a couple months.
Damn.
Like Shaq and them, they were saying when they had the abdominal strain, you could take the shot and come back. And he's like, if you come back too early, you really messing yourself up because it'll never heal.
Damn.
So that would be something scary, like trying not to play with.
They're not going to be able to win it without Bosh because them two together and Bosh on that. It needs to be either Bosh, Wade, or Bosh and LeBron on the court. They're not going to win it. They can't win it. And I'm a Heat fan. I'm saying that they're not going to be able to win it with them two.
Well, I'm kind of torn. I like the Heat. I don't want them to win and win it all, but I don't have a problem winning it if they do win it all. And the Pacers got Danny Granger on their team, and he's from New Orleans, so. Other than that, you know. So, I don't know. I can care less who win. I can care less who win, man. But if I had to choose who's going to win tonight, I'm still going to choose the Knicks. I mean, I'm still going to choose the Heat. I think the Heat is going
to
win it tonight.
Did you just about to say the Knicks?
That dude about to say the Knicks.
I was about to say the Knicks. Can you believe that? Can you believe I was about to say the Knicks?
I don't know why you would say that.
They out the playoffs, they still getting mentioned.
Playoffs? Playoffs?
It's all Amari Stoudemire's fault.
With them baby braids.
I don't know what the hell you was thinking with them on.
Yo, speaking of LeBron, man. If y'all like the LeBron 9s, I think it's a great shoe. It's comfortable. Check out NikeStore.com. They got them joints for $99. But being the man who I am, you know what I'm saying, I found another discount code on top of that. And you can get them for $79.99. And the discount code is Grand Slam, all capital letters.
That's the 9s. How much the ones going for right now?
Shoot, the nines normally is 160.
How much the ones going for? They got them down to like 1999? Because that's not about my speed. That's my speed right there.
He said the LeBron ones.
Only way you're going to find them is at Payless next to the Shacks.
That's about my speed right there. I'm going to get them Air Wax. Remember Martin had them Air Wax on them, boys was laughing at Martin?
Yeah.
Well, them shits. Get them shits out the bargain bin. You got to match the sizes up and every damn thing.
Hell yeah.
Every shoe that come out now is a record-breaking line at the mall. You can't even get shoes no more, man.
Hey, man, what happened to...
For the LeBrons?
Man, yes. Any shoe that come out. Now, the LeBrons, they moved the shoe up. The elite version is $250 retail.
What is that elite version? What is that? What does that mean?
They just made another shoe, basically put elite behind it and changed the style a little bit, and it's $250.
So they ain't got nothing else in it? No, like a jetpack or nothing?
Nah.
Oh, speaking of jetpacks, I wanted them fucking the Marty McFlys or whatever them shits was called.
Yeah, I spent some money for them shits now.
Yeah, they wanted too much money.
Oh, I'm talking about the ones from the movie, the ones that strap themselves up.
Oh, no, these ones don't strap themselves up. They said they coming out with the ones that strap themselves up in like a couple more years.
Oh, shit, so this came out in real life.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. You ain't see the McFlys, man?
You see the McFlys?
Man, please, man. I still wear the shoes that I've been busting since. Come on, man.
I mean, you ain't got to buy them. You can look at them on the internet. I mean, I window shop all day. I don't be buying shit.
Like, I don't see how you wear them, though, because they, like, slanted the bottom of the heel.
Yeah, they look funny.
You can get them right now for 7 Gs, man.
What?
Yeah, they expensive.
The McFleezies.
The ones that strap up, I think they said the ones that actually strap up going for, like, 10 or 15.
That's crazy. They gonna sell out quick too.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, I'm looking at them right now. Oh, this shit is. Hey, they Nikes, right?
Yeah, they glow in the dark on the side.
Oh, that's fucking cool as shit. But they ain't no fucking $7,000 cool. Hell no. That's fucking tight, but it ain't that damn tight.
Man, I can buy all kind of shit with 7 Gs besides some damn shoes.
Damn.
I'm trying to find these lace-up joints you're talking about.
Lace-up joints?
From the movie. I'm talking about how the movie, they just cinched themselves on the movie.
Yeah, but he said they, like, Nike coming out with some. I just seen an article about it.
Yeah, they said they, I don't know what year. They said it's later on in the future, though. But they working on them. I don't know when they're going to come out officially.
Man, can you imagine what they going to have in the future, man?
I'm still blown away about the fucking iPhone. I'm like, damn, there's a fucking computer in my hand. I was telling my little cousins, I remember when they didn't even have when I didn't even know anything about the internet. I remember going to people's house who had a whole stack of Encyclopedia Britannicas just so I can do a fucking report. I was like, damn, they must be rich. They got encyclopedias at their house. I got this shit in my hand now.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm still tripping about that.
I'm tripping about the cell phones too, because I remember having the green screen joints.
What?
Yeah.
I still had
snaking shit on it.
And I had that business. Oh, I was retired.
Nah, this dude had the what phone? You man, this dude had like the first cell phone when everybody else had the new age phones. This dude would not give up that phone. I don't care what you did, man. Everybody else sent a text message. This dude can't text. This dude can't do nothing on the screen.
It was so old, son. Singular, at the time, Singular, they sent the fucking virus through the phone to shut that hole down. Like, no, we're going to force you to, whatchamacallit. That bitch was indestructible. I can drop it from off the Empire State Building and it'll still bounce and it'll still be all good. They sent the virus through the phone. So I go to the place. I'm like, hey, my phone just stopped working. Everybody, they even called the tech support. Tech support didn't even know about it. They had to call some other fucking place. They had to call some other place. It was like, oh, all right, we know what it is. I was like, what happened? It was like, we know what it is. I was like, what? We know what it is. All right. I know what the fuck that mean. They reluctantly cut that bitch right back on. I was like, oh, I'm back in business for another year.
You never took the upgrades?
Upgrades mean I was going to have to fucking, sign a new contract. Nah, fuck that.
But you end up going for it, though. But were you going to keep the phone? I mean, the same number and shit?
Yeah.
So why weren't you going to sign up?
And because this is how it is, PJ. As long as I have the freedom to know that, hey, what's going on with my bill? So you see, if I sign a 2-year agreement, they're like, fuck him, whatever. But if I'm like, hold on. I got the power here. You know what I mean? Because I'm month to month now. So I'm like, hey, don't make me go to fucking Sprint. Don't make me do it. Don't make me go to Verizon. You know I do it. I've been talking to you motherfuckers for the longest. So that keeps their mind right. Hey, you better tell this boy, man.
This dude didn't have a bed, couches, nothing. You go to his crib, everybody Indian style on the floor, dog. Man. He's not paying for anything.
Everything.
We used to go to the dining facility. We like Airman Basics and A1Cs. This man a staff sergeant. I'm like, hey, man, give me that. You got to get your food and make a plate for this dude, man.
Oh, man. You was abusing your power. You was getting the truth to get you shit from the chow hall, nigga.
A revolutionary.
Oh, my goodness. You want a five, right? Do you want a five on your EPR, yes or no?
I evolved the game, man. Look, I evolved the game so good that Anstone saying, fuck this shit. What I'm paying for cable for? That's why he just starting to get cable. Oh, that's on the old thing that we did. Check out. Ant ain't tell you about. He's like, fuck this shit. He started seeing some of the El Cheapo ways I was coming with. That boy said, look, yeah, I'm going to make a water bed.
Hold on. What? You made a water
bed? He made
Go on.
Son, the dude went to the damn, Walmart or somewhere and got an air mattress and put water at home. And then, but wait, there's more. He had that bitch on a fucking, a futon frame.
When I tell you that was the most comfortable air mattress water bed ever, I'm telling you. And we is on a third floor. You know, if that thing would have busted.
What kind of ignorant shit?
I don't think PJ can wrap his mind around the shit that we done, son. PJ, I'll keep in mind. I had got to this point, right, bro? So I was poor as a fucking kid, right? And all of a sudden, when I went to the military, all of a sudden, I just like, I'm balling. Shit, I'm getting money every which way. So I eventually found myself starting to get broke and shit. Like, I was just spending too much money, like, on stupid ass shit. Tyra Banks posters all over the fucking room and all kind of stuff. So I didn't went through all my money. So I was like, I got to go back to the way I'm living. And I got even crazier. So I'm pulling girls and everything. So I said to myself, I convinced myself, basically, it came down to that. I convinced myself, man, if she want to fuck with me, man, she going to fuck with me for me, not because of what I can bring to the table and all that type of shit, right? Son, tell me why I had an air mattress, right? This bitch would not stay full for the whole night. So by the time in the morning time, depending on how we was laying, either our feet was gonna be up in the air by the morning time, or our ass was gonna be down by the morning time. And ain't lying, dog. The only furniture I had in that bitch was my computer desk and a table that somebody gave me. Everything else, I had number pillows on the ground. And everybody used to come over to that bitch and we all lay around fucking classic.
It's because it felt like a clubhouse. That's why.
that's exactly how it felt. And remember we was going to do MTV Cribs?
Yeah.
Look, I was gonna be there in that bitch talking about, look, this is where the magic happens.
As you pump up the mattress.
By the time the end of the episode, I'd have been fucking, my head would have been straight to the ground. Your feet be about like 90 fucking degrees up in the air, man. And girls used to, I never understood it, dog. And they still used to fucking be like, oh, well, it's all good. It clicked something in my head. I was like, man. It's all about charisma, son. It's all about charisma. It's not about that. It's not. I mean, of course, man. I mean, that gets them through the door if you already got a fucking car and all that other type of shit. I mean, but if you got charisma, son, you can get a lot further away, man. Girls used to put up with some dumb shit, son.
Yeah, they still do with me.
Look, I'm here to tell you. Look, right now, my fucking bed sitting on the ground. I got a whole king size mattress on the floor. Holla!
Yo, tell me why I got my bed. I got the bed. It's on the floor, but the frame is around it. I just lost a few screws. So it's just sitting in the middle of the ground.
And PJ don't even find this shit funny. He like, what the fuck is this?
Oh, my goodness. What the fuck?
I got boxes. You know, like, what you call it, end tables? Man, I got cardboard boxes with a curtain over it, with a sheet over it.
You bullshit.
Nah, that's where my TV's sitting on right now.
Take pictures or it didn't happen. I don't believe that shit. This nigga, if you got boxes, I want to see this one. I got to see this shit.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
No, bro. We just steadily kept one-upping each other. I mean, it started with me, but Ant just killed the fucking game with the water beer shit. Oh, my God. I couldn't fucking believe it, son. I was like, lying, bro. They ain't got no water in that fucking thing. I was like, no, this shit is going to... If this shit get... You going to ruin everybody's shit below you.
Yes. Oh, selfish ass.
Dang, the nerve of you motherfuckers, man.
Yeah, do y'all know the struggle of filling that thing up from the bathroom to the room?
You didn't get a water hose?
I didn't even think of a water hose at the time, man.
And that would have constituted having to buy a water hose. Come on, man. The point is trying to save money, not spend money, man.
How in the fuck did you get all that water in that... Did you have a funnel? What the fuck? I'm trying to figure this one out. I can't fully grasp to see how you got the water bed, the air mattress, up to the sink and was sitting there filling it up the whole time at the sink.
All right, that's what we did. I took it to the tub, filled it up halfway, just enough for we could lift it, not go drag it.
You speaking French, so it was more than just you was doing this.
Yeah, it was me. I had to have Rainbow help me out. Rudy.
Ruiz. Mr. Our homeboy, Mr. Nasty Time, the other part of the trio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he let you do this?
I forgot how I sold it to him, but the way way I put it down, he was like, oh, yeah, that'd be tight.
That's tight.
He is not your real friend. He should have told you. I don't think this is a very good idea. I don't think this is safe.
Oh, yeah. No.
Landry, was you, right? Who came in and was like, yo, so they told me about if it busts, right? I think it was you and Dejan had came over.
And what happened?
And y'all made me take it out because you was like, yo, if this busts, because I didn't think nothing about people been under me. I'm thinking how much water is actually in this thing because it was one of them economy-sized joints.
This shit was fucking heavy. You can't understand how fucking condensed and heavy this shit was. I was like, dude, if all this fucking water, if you pierce this shit the wrong way, how you going to fucking sop this shit up? Like, I mean, how is this possible?
You got to sit on that bitch butt, nigga. You can't have no crease in your pants or nothing. You pop that bitch, it's a wrap.
Oh, this shit was heavy as fuck. I'm surprised. I have no hard time believing that if it was still been up there, that she would have went through the first floor. It was heavy as fuck. We was trying to move it because I was like, man, it's not the water in there. And you bumping that piece, man. And you hear the shit. Whoosh, whoosh. Oh, no, this dude got water in this. He fucking got me beat. He got me beat.
And I was killing him. I had the overseas blank, the mink blankets.
Oh, yeah, the mink blankets, yeah.
Yeah, I was killing him. Had the mink blanket on that joint. Boy, I couldn't tell me nothing.
On the real side, I had that fucking mink. I was telling him, fucking, don't talk about when Denzel came out with that, what is that? What is that movie? He was like, that's 25,000 LA alpaca. You don't rub that, you block that shit.
American Gangster.
Yeah. Look, I was telling girl, don't waste that on that fucking alpaca. I got an alpaca sitting on the ground on an air mattress that's half full. And telling her how this shit came all the way from Saudi Arabia. Like, this some classy ass shit I got here.
And she believes you?
Hey, man. I don't know what the fuck they did. They probably was clowning me behind my back, but they kept coming back, man. It's all good.
Hey, that's all that matters.
Hey, come on, don't rub on that. You block that. You understand? That's alpaca. That's $25,000 alpaca. You block that shit. Right. You don't rub it. Put the club soda on there.
Hey, man, I'm coming out with a book, man. My El Cheapo book, man. El Cheapo, man. Oh, my goodness. All my old tricks, PJ. So, because you don't understand the magnitude of how we was doing this shit, right? And did I even tell you about the movie theater for anyone?
Nah.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so check it, right? This is real dirt. Now, keep in mind, I'm telling you this. It's true story. Now, I'm not telling you the girl name, but just know it's a true story, right?
Yeah.
So the girl sit up there.
She was like, hey, listen, you know, I can't believe I'm telling this shit. She said, I'm gonna take let's go to the movie theater, right? So I was like, oh, it's all good. But look, I mean, you know, you told me, so that means you got to pay, right? She's like, oh, that's cool and everything. So she's
she's like, it's a slammer out there quick on her. You asked me, so that means you have to pay.
Because technically, I don't want to go, you know? So so she was like, oh, that's cool. Look, you can just get popcorn and the drinks and shit. So I'm calculating this shit in my head. I'm like, damn, that's about even. Fuck it. All right. So, okay, fuck it. I could have just bought your ass to the movie and not fucking bought no popcorn and shit. But fair enough. All right. You wanted to go. So we go. So you already know we went and saw about 2-3 movies already anyway, right?
Yeah. But,
so that right there, just know that we saw like 2-3 fucking movies, all right? So we saw 2.5, basically. So keep that in your mind when you're thinking when I'm about to tell you the next thing I think. So she was like, the first movie, she was like, come on, go get the popcorn and everything like that. So I'm thinking to myself, all right, I'll go get the popcorn and everything. And I had full intentions on going to get this fucking popcorn and drinks. I'm telling you this. I promise you this. El Cheapo had nothing to do with this, bro. So as I'm walking down the stairs and everything, you know how you go around the bin and everything. And I'm about to go out the door. And as I'm about to go out the door, I see to the left the garbage can, right?
Yeah. Oh, whoa. Okay. Oh, my gosh.
On top of the fucking garbage can. This shit was filled, man. This was a popular fucking movie. I can't tell a movie because the girl might know who it is and everything. It was a popular fucking movie, man. So the girl, so the shit was sitting on the top. The damn, a bucket of popcorn, because you know they try to be smart. Because I had at one time it was just like, oh, the big one was a bag. So all I do is fucking get the bag and everything and just put that shit back in my pocket. And every time I go to the movie theater, I go get that bitch refilled. Them motherfuckers trying to call themselves being smart and everything by making a bucket. Now I can't smuggle a whole fucking bucket back into the pocket. Right? So, okay, I got you. Got you. Y'all won't be smart and shit, right? So they got this shit, and you know, I mean, they got, you know, they always got that. It was like a fucking heavenly thing, man, because you know they got the light shining on the fucking garbage can just to let you know where the garbage can is at. So yeah. I took it as a sign from God, like, oh, you know, like the. So I was like, man, don't do that shit, Jeremy, man. Don't do that shit. I was like, fuck that. Forget that, yo. I'm doing this shit. This is a fucking good story to tell, at least. Huh? So I text the fucking bucket of popcorn. So it's about half full and everything. So I take the bucket of popcorn in front. And I was about to walk back out the door. And I was like, well, I got a drink right there, too. I was like, fuck it. Just do it. You know what I mean? So I got the big drink and I got the big bucket of popcorn, so I couldn't just go up there and tell them people that. That's fucking nasty. You know what I mean? Come on, I can't do that to that girl, right? So I go to the man bathroom. I empty out the popcorn and leave a few seeds at the bottom and everything, because I'm thinking to myself, ain't no way she gonna eat all the way to the fucking bottom, right? Because if she eats all the way to the bottom, that means she technically touched some other people's shit. If she not, she just basically using somebody else's container, right? And with the drink, I emptied out the whole drink and everything and left a little water in there like it was a Sprite. So I rinsed it out and shit. So I go up in there and get the refills and everything, and I go back to the girl and everything. So I was thinking to myself, no, Jeremy, this is not fucking fair, son. You don't do this to people. So I was like, well, if I eat out of it first, technically, I didn't have a problem with it, so she had a problem with it.
You didn't even give her the option to have a problem with it.
two fucking movies, son. Two movies. Look at her. She was fucking after about the first movie, we hadn't worked all the way down to the fucking the middle of the popcorn thing. So I'm getting all nervous and shit. I'm like, God damn, I hope she don't start keep digging all the way to the bottom. So I was like, look, let me just go get a refill right quick, right? She's like, oh, we were good. I was like, nah, let's go get a refill. And that's the kind of shit that's gonna be in the book. Son, hey man, technically I looked at it like this, bro. She had a good time, man. I had a good time, man. She'll never know about this shit. I know about it, but hey, it's a good story to tell, man. And it's going in the book.
Oh, that's so fucked up.
Now it's gonna be
young lady.
It's gonna be number girls thinking, hold on, I want two movies with that motherfucker too.
Wait a minute, man. You took the bucket to the bathroom and washed it out?
Oh, not the bucket. I took the bucket and threw out the whole popcorn and everything and left a little corner like a seesaw, as if it was like I ate all this popcorn, now I want a refill. So they just put it back on the top. It would be smart. But I rinsed out the cup and left a little bit of water in the cup after I rinsed it out so it could look like I had Sprite. So she was like, what you was drinking? I was like, oh, it was Sprite. And she was like, oh, you want butter on the popcorn? I was like, eh, yeah, you can put some in there. That's fine.
This dude is wild.
Wow.
And you think I'm gonna buy a fucking pair of Marty McFly shoes for $5,000?
I'm surprised you got a microphone for this podcast. I'm just so, I'm proud of you.
So, what the thing is, when I got a fucking iPhone, that blew everybody mind. It was like, get the fuck out of here. You ain't got no iPhone. I was like, man, for real, I got an iPhone. It's like, yeah, right, man. I'm like, dog, after I got the 3GS, I just got it. That's the only fucking thing I'm willing. I can spend money on that shit, dog. That's the one thing I can look at that I'm like, damn, this shit is fucking worth it. I honestly feel like I'm getting over as far as having an iPhone, because I'm like, damn, this shit is a revolution. This is amazing. I really cannot believe I got this fucking thing, a computer in my hand.
TJ, you got an iPhone?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Man, bump your Apple people, man.
Man, I can cash a check. I can take a picture of a check and send that shit to the bank and get the funds in my account the same that minute.
This is what I want to ask you about that. All right, let's say I'm like short on my rent, right? About 400.
I wouldn't try it. So, I'm going to tell you there. I'm going to cut that short. Don't do it.
That should be another segment of the show, man. We should have El Cheapo ideas.
I'm going to tell you why I don't do it. Because initially you'll get the money, but then they're going to take it back out of your account if that check doesn't clear.
And how long it take a check to clear? About 2 or 3 days still, or it's quicker now?
Right there on the spot.
Dang.
As soon as they process the check, like if you go to the store and write a check, it gets taken out your account right there on the spot now.
Dang, we can't even live no more.
Yeah, you can't none of that 3 day shit no more.
Them bastards.
Yo, last time I went to the movies, man, tell me why I brought a few baggies from the house. So I went to the gas station and got the M&M's, the Reese's Pieces, and the little Reese's Pieces cups, man. Uh-huh. And I stick them in a bag, put them in my pocket. And then I went and got two hamburgers and two tacos. You know what I'm saying? Because the movie's pretty long, so I need, you know what I'm saying, have a little mini feast.
Hold on, you had a hamburger and a taco?
That don't even sound like that's even supposed to go together, but okay.
Hold on. You bought that from the movie theater or you bought that in the movie theater?
In there. Del Taco sell cheeseburgers and they sell tacos.
I thought you made two fucking stops. I was like, damn. Yo,
that's what it sounded like, didn't it?
I was like, oh shit.
And then I get to the movie theater and tell me why the hamburgers, they don't come in a box. It just comes in the little, it come in a box but without a wrapper. So I'm like, yo, I cannot put this big old box in my pocket.
So smash that bitch.
So I had to smash it and take the bag and rip it up and wrap the bag around the cheeseburger. Nah, I got this hot cheeseburger burning my side of my leg. It was pitiful.
It's fucking horrible.
That cheese was cooking your skin.
Man, I'll get cooked. I'm in there doing a two-step, looking at me like, you all right? Like, yeah, can I just get my ticket real quick?
Oh, man. Oh, my goodness. I love it. I love it. Wow. I love it.
Wow.
I love it, man. My little cousin said, Jay, Why you got all these different cups from all these different restaurants in your car? I was like, let me show you right quick. I said, what you feel like drinking? McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King? What you want to drink? I'm going to get a refill.
Yo, you insane, man.
It's hard out here, man.
Oh my goodness.
Yo. What y'all think about Pacquiao, man? Y'all heard the comments?
No, what's that?
What comments?
Dang, man, where y'all be at, man? I got cable now. I'm getting all the news.
I know, right? Look, I ain't got none of that shit.
I got cable and I ain't heard none of that.
This man, Pacquiao said...
He talking reckless? What is it? What is it, about Floyd?
Nah, it's about gay marriage.
Oh, he religious, though. Cool, so I'm more than sure he probably ain't cool with it. I don't know, but I know he religious, so I'm assuming he ain't cool with gay marriage.
You know what? I did see something about that. I just didn't read it. I saw it on someone ESPN about it. I didn't read it though.
Say, bro, I did a poll while he looking for this. I did a poll, PJ. Now, I had 25. I got 25 people I know that got married under the age of 35. Still, I mean, right now, under the age of 35. Mm-hmm. Say, bro, when I tell you, 14 of them is already divorced. Like, two of them is going through a fucking divorce. It basically equated to like four of them is probably still happy. was like, oh, that is crazy how marriage has deteriorated. And then you sit up there now and you're telling me about you don't want gay people being married when you got all kind of stuff that's going on in the world. Man, let them people be married, man. Let them live a horrible life. Let them people suffer, man.
Exactly. They see how it is.
It's crazy. Say, bro, I was just talking to a pastor the other day. Oh, I didn't tell you about that's my new thing right there. I said I was going to read the Bible in 30 days. So I've pretty much been going through Leviticus. And I see where people use the justification that on that. It's in a few other parts in the Bible and stuff saying it's an abomination. But you know what's another abomination in the Bible? Eating swine. You know what's another abomination? Eating seafood. And eating fucking rabbit. And eating a lot of other damn stuff. And wearing cloths of two different fabrics. And amongst a lot of other things, like cutting the size of your fucking hair or cutting the size of your beard. And all, I mean, it's a plethora of things in there. So I asked the pastor, I said to him, because, you know, I said, bro, this some of this stuff seems kind of wild, I should say lightly. And he was like, this is what he said. He said, we don't fall, if you're a Christian, you don't fall under that covenant. That covenant was made with Abraham and everything and all those other type of stuff. He said, we don't fall for that. I mean, we don't not fall for it, but we don't fall under that. His explanation was, and when Jesus came through, Jesus didn't mention anything about that. That the fact that all you have to do is bless your food. Bless your food. That's what his explanation was. And so, you know, I pretty much went through Matthew, Mark, and Luke the past 3 days or whatnot. And the one thing, the two things that Jesus always talked about, these people talk, and somebody told me not to talk about religion and politics, but that's my favorite two time subjects. Hey, but to close this thing up, not to make it too serious, because I want to get back to the stupidity. But Jesus always talked about the first thing he talked about, if you want to have eternal life, the first thing you talk about, love God with your heart, soul, your mind, everything. That's the first thing. And the second thing is pretty much love your neighbor, man. Just love. Basically love. Treat people how you want to be treated and everything. And I get tired of, man, people using all these justifications in the Bible because, oh, this one thing say this, but at the same time I want to do this. Yeah, I'm opposed to gay marriage, but at the same time I love these fucking shrimp. I'm opposed to this, but I don't like that, bro. Because and no matter what religion it is, man, you have to, they always have the same tenet. Just love each other, man. And everybody want to use this stuff as ammunition to pass through things that they find in their own self-interest, and it's all revolved around hating people, abortions, and all that. Yeah, true enough, I don't believe in abortions, but do I think it's my choice to sit up there and tell a woman what to do with her own freaking body? No. I would never tell a woman to get an abortion, but it's not my call. You know what I mean?
Like, same with drugs.
I'm not gonna sleep with a man, but am I gonna tell some other man that not to sleep with a man? Shit. I believe that these people, I put it in stone. I believe that these people born like this. And this is the reason why I believe they're born like this. Because if you ever saw a fucking woman naked and you laid next to a woman and you sucked on a titty and you've been with a woman, ain't no way you're gonna sit up there and say, nah, I don't want this. I want a man. You have to be born like that. You have to be born that way to say that I choose a fucking crazy ass a man, a buffed up ass man.
Buffed up.
A soft ass woman. That's crazy to me. So they have to be born like that. I'm more than sure some people it's a choice, but I digress. I'm getting too far in there.
I can tell you how I know it's a fact that you're born like that, because my uncle, man, he has a son, and you can tell that little boy is gonna be gay, like, cause his mannerisms and everything like that. Like, as soon as he was like, he came out and shit and walking and shit, he had like a little walk to him. So you're like, yeah. That little nigga gonna be gay. Shout out to my Uncle Aaron and his gay ass son.
No! The hip hop power out. Bringing heat. Naming names.
Oh, fuck that nigga. Oh,
no.
But for real though, yeah, he you can tell. I think, like you said, man, you born with that shit, because I can tell that little boy is gonna be a. I don't want to say a faggot like that, because I might have gay people listening. He's gonna be gay.
Yeah, that might be considered. And you don't want, yeah. and you, You know, we have to get to a point, man, where we have to just accept people who they are. And if they, you know, like I grew up and there was like people call each other fags and all that type of stuff. But I tried to say
that. They didn't mean gay though.
Yeah, no, they ain't mean gay, but they meant like soft and stuff. But the gay people figured that it was derogatory, you know. So I try not to say that type of stuff, you know, because I want to get to a point where they feel comfortable in their skin to where they can come out. I was talking to this girl the other night on the phone, man. She was like so many good dudes be undercover and all this type of stuff, and it's because they fearful to come out. They can't even be comfortable in their own skin because as a whole, as a people, we putting so much pressure on them that they feel like, oh, I'm not going to be accepted. I'm going to get fired from my job. I'm going to be mistreated. I'm going to be ostracized and stuff, you know? And it's not fair. So if we get to a point where we treat everybody with love and have these people feel comfortable, then they can be with the man they want to be. Instead of going out there wilding out behind a woman back and coming back and sleeping with this woman and hurt this woman in the long run, you know? And at the same time, he not even being his own self. He not even being true to his own self. And that, what kind of life that's got to be fucking hiding all the time?
Yeah, but let me clear this up real quick, man, before I get the Pacquiao backlash.
All right.
He said, "I told the reporter I'm against same-sex marriage," and then the dude said, "Why?" And he said, "It's the law of God. That's all I said." But the dude, he said, Pacquiao even quoted the Bible passage from Leviticus that said, "Calling for the death of a man who lies with a man." So that was where the backlash came in. Like, dang, Pacquiao hate us, and so today Pacquiao cleared that all up. Say he didn't say it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's true or not, but that's what he said. And of course, you know, Mayweather jumped in on it. He came out to my, I'm for it. I'm all for it.
Pacquiao, bitch. Anyways, he should have just stuck to his guns and said what he said. And if he said it, he said it.
But if he ain't said it, though, you don't want to be like, nah, fuck that shit. Yeah, I'm sticking to it, and he know he ain't said it, though. Because that's a big old thing. I mean, every year, more and more people be comfortable with coming out. I mean, so it's a big gay community, and you don't want to just sit up there and just mess up your revenue, your potential revenue, by saying some crazy-ass stuff that you ain't fully believing.
He's done anyways.
Oh, you think he going to lose that next fight?
No, I mean, just period. Like, ain't nobody, if him and Floyd don't fight, the interest in boxing is just gone.
Well, that shit is fucking fluttering away anyway.
Yeah.
Man. Boxing is too fucking corrupt, man. They got too many people working. Man, let's change this fucking subject. I don't want to talk about boxing.
Change the subject. Look it up, Pacquiao. No homo.
Hey man, what's a fucking, y'all ever heard somebody say, man, fucking titties sitting up like a cassava melon?
What?
You never heard that before?
I heard it before. I heard it when I was like 6 years old.
Everybody look up what the fuck is a cassava melon. I don't know. Because I said that to somebody earlier. I was like, titties sitting up like a cassava melon. But I was like, what the fuck is a cassava melon?
I just Googled cassava melon, man.
Is it a real word?
Yeah, it's a real melon.
Do it sit up?
Yeah.
Damn. Shout out fucking cassava melons in this piece. Yeah, look at that shit. Damn, son, this picture I'm looking at on Google, that bit kind of look like a titty, man. I might need some company over this piece. There's a cassava melon porn going on. Man, what are you watching? People just fucking rubbing on cassava melons.
Hey, you know why you bullshitting? You for real? That dude look like from a distance. That dude look like an old titty. I'm about to tweet that shit out.
You look at the one I'm looking at right now.
I think so. I went to Google and went straight to images. It looked like a little old titty with a nipple and shit. I'm going to tweet that shit out. Hold on. Let me get a good picture of it.
Go to that boy, PJ, DPOIPJ, and go look at the old titty fruit.
I ain't even going to Instagram this bitch. I'm just going to get it out there ASAP.
Oh, my God.
How'd that come to your head, though? Like, how you just...
I don't know why shit come to my fucking head, bro. I don't know, man. You've been knowing me for a fucking decade. I don't know, man. I don't know why shit come to me. I just know when I saw it, I was like, God damn, fucking titty sitting up like a cassava melon. And she was laughing, and that's why she was laughing. I was thinking to myself, what the fuck is a cassava melon?
Oh, man.
I wonder how it tastes. Nah, all jokes aside, if you find out that cassava melon tastes like a fucking, like you licked a fucking titty, that shit is going to be set. You know what? We might want to invest in fucking cassava melons. Invest in cassava melons, people, and NASA diapers.
NASA diapers, yeah.
Heck yeah, man. NASA diapers, man. Shout out to NASA diapers.
Then maybe that one bitch that's still breastfeeding her kid at like 6 years old can stop that shit because that shit is nasty.
Oh, man. Yo. Why they got that on the front of a magazine, though? Like, it's
that shit's
cool.
On the front of Time, I think it was.
Yeah, the front of Time magazine.
I walked across it, and I was like, what the fuck is that? I said, oh, shit. They got a fucking titty out, and the baby said, I said, look at this baby. Son, the dude had tennis shoes and everything on, standing on a chair with a titty hanging out.
That would have made
a little more sense to me. I was like, oh shit, okay. Shouts out to the fucking men. Yeah, hey, you heard. First of all, I don't want to get off this subject about the people sucking on titties, but you know, midget is they don't want to be called midgets either. So I'm gonna put that out there. Yeah, I didn't even know that. I didn't know that. I thought midget was all good, but they want to be called little people. So we're abandoning midget from the world.
I think little people's more derogatory.
Don't sound more derogatory. Like, damn, yeah. Sound like you ain't as much. You ain't as adequate. Like.
Yeah,
you
got a little person.
Yeah.
Yo, that look like child porn to me, dog.
What, yeah. Pulling out the titty?
But, man, that dude can run and walk.
Run.
That dude. That nigga got teeth.
Sam, if you can sit up there and say, Mom, pull your titty out, he shouldn't be drinking on your fucking titty. Because I'm wondering, I want to see 10 years from now, or 50, 20 years from now, the research they start doing on those kids that knowingly suck their mama titty. Because I know I was breastfed, but I don't remember. You know what I mean? So I wonder how that's gonna affect them. Like when they start messing with another woman and they sucking on her titty, you know? Like, is he gonna think about his mama? Or I don't even wanna go down this rabbit hole. This sounds crazy.
Yeah, that's nasty. That is nasty as fuck.
Is he gonna look at the cassava melon and be like, that look like mama?
My thing is, where's the fucking husband at? Because that nigga should be the one to be like to put an end to that shit anyways. Like you
right?
You shouldn't be sucking on my wife's titties, son.
Hey, wrap that up.
Your little thing can get on hard now. No homo.
Y'all heard about the people who that's all they drink is breast milk, and they got like they got it all like they get it put in containers and they sell it.
Huh?
Yeah, they got it used to be on the internet, a website and everything. You could buy this lady's breast milk, and she's making
it's
money.
An industry.
Yeah.
And grown people buying it?
Grown people drinking it.
Get the fuck out of here.
Ain't no grown people. Yeah, well, I don't know.
But
yep, right here. New moms sell excess breast milk for cash on the internet.
How much that shit going for? Oh, no, the Cambodian breast milk. Oh, no, like Dave Chappelle said. Oh, I wonder if the Cambodian breast milk is like some rare shit. I wonder, if we got
listeners. Seriously, have you seen Cambodia? Shouts out to Cambodia, but have you seen Cambodia? Would you think some breast milk coming from there is exotic?
I always look for the best in people, so I'm looking up Miss Cambodia. Let's look for her right quick.
Okay.
Hey, man, onlythebreast.com, man. You know what I'm saying? Get you a couple gallons.
That's what it is.
Disgusting.
Only the breast?
Yeah, man, it's called, what you call it? Mommy's milk, man. They got a little package and everything for it.
Oh, this is a real fucking website.
That's disgusting. Why did I used to work? We used to drink that shit, though. Well, he drunk it on accident.
Once again, shots out to my fucking white veteran. They do stuff first. I'm serious, but if it wasn't for... I'm serious, man. White people are essential to the world, man. If it wasn't for white people, but it's a lot of stuff we wouldn't be doing, man. Like jumping out of fucking helicopters and all this other type of stuff.
I wouldn't have this iPhone right now.
Look at this shit.
Yo, look at all these different people selling the milk, though. Selling in bulk. Selling locally.
How you sell milk in bulk? How many titties you got? You a cow?
I bet her titties is all red and nasty and shit. They just look.
Yo, that's the whole industry, man. You can make money 4-5 ways.
Son, but what if they got, like, people that's just, like, forced to, like, you know, like they hurting people and stuff? Oh, that'd be wrong, man. Like, they been slaves for the milk, like.
Like cows and shit?
Yeah, but, like, people, they got, like, real, like, fucking Cambodian women, like, locked up or some shit. like that movie Crash. Remember they had all them people in the back of the van?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they just, like, smuggling people into the country just for their breast milk, like, just getting them pregnant and, like, keeping the milk flowing. Damn.
Dude, the packaging tight though, man. That's pretty creative packaging.
I'm not looking at that shit.
I am. I remember this girl. I don't want to say her name. She knows who she is. So we was in. I was in the 11th grade, right? She was pregnant. So she was big pregnant and everything. So she kind of liked me and everything.
Hold on. What did you see? You said she was big pregnant.
I'm talking about big pregnant, like big pregnant meaning like she's about to fucking bust it, like she it's about to come out.
This nigga called her big pregnant. Okay, I thought I was tripping. Okay,
Like she like 8-9 months or some shit like that. I don't know. I didn't just start being like this. I've fucking been like this. I've always been inquisitive. I'm always trying to question shit. I'm always with the fucking, hence German wine. So I said, you ever taste the breast milk? She's like, yeah, it tastes sweet and everything. I was like, you taste your own fucking milk? And I'm thinking to myself, I'm trying to be funny and everything. Like, I was like, I have a high look. She's like, it's kind of clear. So that's what made me think of it, because I'm looking at this shit and it's fucking, it looked like milk. So they probably like selling like real fucking cream or something. They probably like ain't really got no real fucking breast milk. Well, oh, I was about to slip and say her name. God damn. So the girl, and keep in mind, the lady, the teacher was my economics class. So whoever knew it was in the economics class, they knew who he narrowed down. And this lady right here, she used to fucking be drinking, the teacher, she had all her hair was always fucking frazzled, and she used to always be drinking out this coffee mug. Well, come to find out, we used to always say she was drinking alcohol, but every time she left out the classroom, she used to lock the little drawer. Well, one of my white brethren, he went and picked the fucking lock and pulled it out. It was a fucking, like a little fifth of some like gin. And he was dying laughing. So he put the shit back in every damn thing. So that's the kind of class we was in right there. So she pulls the titty out, right? She pulls the titty out like this fucking, like from the side joint, boom. And squeeze that piece. She's like, no, I'm lying. I'm leaving the part out. She's like, give me a sheet of paper. I was like, what you gonna do? She's like, I'm about to show you. I was like, man, you lying, man. Come on, man. And at the same time, I'm like, I'm kind of conflicted. Like, I really want to see this shit. But at the same time, I'm like, come on, man. It's a fucking titty. Come on, you can't be pulling the titty out in 11th grade class, you know? So she lays up there, son, and pulls the fucking titty out the side and everything, squeeze that bitch by, like, got a nice little tug off on that hole, like, quank. Because the dude next to her gave her a sheet of paper. And she's like, pass this to him. And everybody's like, Now I'm feeling like the dude in Boomerang. Remember the little nasty dude that had the bananas? Girls doing the bananas and all of that nasty ass shit. I'm feeling like him, because I'm like, everybody like, and I'm like, pass that shit over here. I want to see this bitch. You know, I want to see this shit. No, this shit was fucking clear. Like, I don't know if it's really like that. I don't know if it's really clear. I never saw breast milk before, except for that one particular time when she squeezed something from a titty onto a loose leaf piece of paper. Now, I don't know if the loose leaf made it look clear or whatever, but it was fucking clear. So I'm looking at this paper, and that's what made me think of it, because I'm looking at this this thing, and this breast milk looked like cream, like milk. You know what I mean? Like, it don't look like some exotic shit like I would have thought. Like, I'd have thought it was clear, because I always thought it was clear.
It is clear. It's not fully clear, though. It's like clearish with a white tint, like.
Now you remember that? You were 6 years old, sucking on a titty?
No. I've seen breast milk before.
So you tasted before?
No, I never. Hell no, I'm black. I don't do no shit like that. Black man. What I look like? I look like drinking breast milk. Nah, I've seen it.
For real.
I got two kids.
So you mean to tell me you didn't even think about, like, let me just see how that shit tastes right quick, baby?
No. not one time. It never crossed my mind.
I'm gonna see. I hate milk, and I'm sure gonna see how that shit tastes. I want, if it was just me and her in that class, I'd have licked it off that loose leaf sheet of paper just to taste it.
Forget that, yo.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, man.
Put a video on YouTube of you with some breast milk and some cereal.
I don't like milk that much, so I don't think I'll like breast milk that much. But she got it in my mind that it's fucking sweet, man.
What the white dude told me too. The white dude said it was sweet too.
God, boy, I would hate to believe that I like that shit, son, because I'm serious. She is not letting that shit dry up. If it's fucking good, like, damn. I'm gonna be on that Twitter every night. Look, baby gonna be mad. Baby gonna be slapping me up and everything. Like, man, get the fuck off that Twitter.
I imagine it's like sugar water. I don't know. That's what I think it tastes
that's
like.
That's what I'm thinking. That's exactly. That's PJ. You that's took what, it out my fucking mind. That's what I'm
that's
thinking.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. I wouldn't want that.
And you said, and your girl pregnant and everything, right? She got breast milk. You ain't never gonna, you mean to tell me you ain't gonna even lick that nipple?
Nah, man.
You're not even gonna taste it, son.
That's nutrients for the baby.
Fuck that, man.
This nigga said, fuck that.
She ain't got one nipple. She got two nipples, man. You get one, he get one. Y'all look at y'all look at each other in your eye. Y'all look at each other. You tell him, you talk to him, son, this is real life right here. We're going to have a conversation. Let me tell you something about the birds and the bees.
You know, that might actually help because they got to, you know, they got to keep switching every so often to try and even it out or whatever. So if y'all both sucking on one at the same time, it could potentially like help her
look at
drain that.
That
shit.
Look at that. Look
whatever,
at that.
Man. Y'all wild.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You sucking on the titty right there. The baby doze off right there. You're already on the titty, so she already feeling good and everything. You put the hand down there and everything. Like, what's that? I mean, you know? Put that little motherfucker to the side, man. Let's do this thing. You know what I mean?
Follow him at Jeremy Y.
W-H-Y. And you can ask me anything. I'm going to tell you. Jeremy Y. Twitter, tweet me.
This dude, man.
Y'all,
I gotta bring in this diamond story. I heard about the dude. He swallowed a $20,000 diamond.
He was a bird?
Nah, he was a burglar.
Oh, okay.
Then he got caught though. When he got caught, he swallowed a $20,000 diamond. So they got this dude right now waiting for him to pass that diamond. And now they feed him laxatives.
Oh, they forcing this man. Oh. So how are they sure? How are they sure that this man done this?
They seen him do it when he got caught.
The fuck he was thinking about then? They looked right at him. He was like, oh, my God. So what's the question? What's the question? Would I do that? I mean,
1.7 carat diamond stone, man. Like, can you? Man, you got to pass it. Ain't no way you can, like.
You know, it's a diamond, man. You're not going to digest that shit.
You're not gonna digest that shit, nah.
I know, but I'm like, can you?
Nigga, you can't even digest corn. What makes you think you're gonna digest a fucking diamond?
I know, right? I know, right?
They said Matthew is eager to transfer the merchandise and is cooperating with the police.
Fucking right. They feeding that nigga laxatives. They stuffing that nigga mouth full of chocolate.
Hey, police said initially gave Matthew laxatives, but now are feeding him whatever he wants.
I take advantage of that shit. Order, like, I know he's crab legs. I know.
But no. But who is the person that's got to go in there and squish their fucking poo up just so they can retrieve the diamond?
That ain't a lot of poo.
But I'm saying, I mean, they saying they can give him anything he want, so he might be shitting bricks. So I'm like, this boy laying eggs up in this thing, and then people got to go through there to find a diamond, because it ain't going to just all of a sudden, boop, a diamond going to fall. I'm assuming it's going to be locked and logged inside of the poo, right?
It's a big diamond. How big is that diamond?
1.7 carats.
How big is that?
Man, that's big enough to move up like George and Weezy.
Is it as big as your pinky fingernail? It's not as that big, right? It can't be that big. Is it that big?
Yeah, it's bigger.
Fuck.
Yeah, they'll see it when he passed that shit. That ain't like no little diamond where you just gonna have to search through the shit. They gonna see that when it come through. They gonna tear his asshole up.
They gonna go in. With a boroscope.
Damn.
A boroscope.
Remember the one with the little thing you slide it through the boroscope with the little pincher hands?
Yes.
Oh, hell no.
Imagine they got this. Imagine this, PJ. You know what a boroscope is? All right, so we was in the military. We had this, so sometimes you might lose something or sometimes something might break inside the engine. So imagine a flexible tube about as big as a straw, right? About as big as a straw all the way around. And it's flexible, so it flexes and everything, so you can turn it any way around and see if you had some damage on the blades and all that other type of stuff. So if they had something that did fall, they had this new age one that we can stick something through the straw on top of that, and it can clamp shit. So like a three finger thing, so it can clamp around it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we talking about, if imagine they had to stick that up in that boy and then clamp down on it.
Ooh.
Oh God.
That's disgusting.
Oh, no. Oh my goodness. Oh.
What the fuck was he thinking anyway? I'm still trying to figure that one out. Like, nigga, just give up. It was a wrap. You wasn't gonna go nowhere. What you thought you were gonna swallow, and they were gonna be like, "All right, you free to go."
I know. Like, who
we
you
don't got,
got
no evidence. We ain't got no evidence.
Yeah, they do. You the evidence, bitch. They gonna cut your guns, cut your stomach wide open, looking for that shit. I know.
How much?
I would.
How much is? You say it's worth $20,000?
Yeah.
Shit, that ain't that much. I mean, yeah. I'm not. Now I'm wondering how big that fucking diamond was in that Kobe bought for his wife when he remember the whole cheating thing.
Oh yeah.
Remember that shit was like $6 million ring or something like that.
Yeah.
God. It wasn't just one big diamond though.
The fuck, it was a horse?
I think she had diamonds like all over that shit. I don't know.
Shit. For $6 million, she better get a replica made of her of diamonds for fucking $6 million. God damn.
She must got some good ass pussy.
Ooh, ooh. $4 million 8-carat diamond.
Ooh, ooh. That bitch sound like, that shit sound like it's too fucking heavy to lift your finger up. That fucking finger's gonna be just permanently paralyzed. That bitch gonna be dead. Damn.
I be wondering, like, how they don't you? I wonder how they fucking mine for those diamonds and shit like that. Like, how do? Cause if I worked out there, I'm stashing shit like my man on Blood Diamond. I don't give a fuck. I'm getting out of the Congo, nigga. You're not finna keep me in this bitch forever. I'm mining the shit that niggas is paying cash for.
And it's not even just diamonds, man. It's all kind of minerals. All that shit that's going inside the iPhones and all that type of stuff. A lot of things. It's not even just diamonds they mining for out there.
But they be naked, man. They have like a little piece of cloth on, and they check you, man. If you get caught, they shoot you on the spot.
Damn, my bad.
Man. It ain't worth this, huh?
Yeah, man. Like, you'll be scared, like. Cause then he like wrap it into his toe.
Yeah, homeboy, like. Yeah. Like, gorilla class that piece with fucking feet. Like, he can like fucking grab that bitch up with his foot. God. And that was a big ass diamond. Like, I wonder how much that shit, how big was that shit? 100 carat?
Yeah, that mother looked like, dang, man.
Yeah,
like a newborn baby fist. That shit was big hell.
That was automatic Jay-Z money right there.
Yep.
That YouTube money.
Oh, speaking of Jay, I know I ain't trying to steal your show or nothing like that, but did y'all see how Jay pushed Freeway on the press conference?
Nah.
Push oh, Jay, y'all, you got to check that out. I guess he's doing a benefit or something like that, a 2-day concert or something like that in Philly. So he brought Freeway on the stage with him. So they talking about it or whatever. And as soon as like the rest of the white people just came in and was starting to take the picture, he like shoo Freeway off to the side and shit, made Freeway get in the corner somewhere.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right now.
It's all on YouTube right now. That shit was hilarious. I felt some Free felt some kind of way about that because he was in the corner with his arms crossed and shit.
Oh, I see. Oh, that's, come on, man.
Oh, it looked that bad? It looked that bad?
Nah, just put in Jay-Z puts his Freeway. Just look at the picture how this man.
Play that nigga to the left, literally.
Nah, come on, man.
In his own city.
Are you serious?
Where is that? I don't see it. God damn, I gotta get it on the other.
Freeway gets sent to the not so cool side during Jay-Z's press conference. Why are you standing there like that though?
I would have left. I'd have made a scene too.
Like play it, you had to play it off, son, like you was gonna get something for him. Like, oh, all right, water? All right, I got you, son. You good, man?
Nah, you should have seen the way he pushed him, though. That wasn't just like, no, go get me some water. This was like, move, nigga. You're not supposed to be here right now.
Why you even have him out there, though?
That's the same shit I said.
I don't fucking, what? I can't find this shit. What am I putting in wrong?
Man, know. I'm looking at it right now, cuz.
What you got it under?
I'm on, hold up. Let me send you the link. Hold on. Let me see him push it first. He tried to get in. Everyone together. Free came in it.
Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, man. Nah, bro.
He pushed that man hard, son.
Nah, man. I'm fighting that man.
He shoot him, man.
Like, he was about. It was bad because he was about to get in the picture, man.
Let me see. Is this it right here?
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, that was some cold-blooded shit right there.
They say Jay-Z, though, man. That dude be shady like that.
I wonder what he was like. It must have been like Illuminati only or something like that. Like, free. It's like, free, you're not a part of this. Go on, move out the way.
Hold on, is this it? He didn't push that, man. Is this,
come
is this
on, a, man.
If this is the same thing I'm looking at with the white man was trying to push him in, and Jay-Z just tapped him on his back like, yeah, you know, like, you got to get out of this one, chief.
Why you got to get out of the picture, though, man?
But he, yeah, come on. Like, but y'all had me ready, man. I thought he was like, Gary, like, grabbed that fucking shoulder and like, dude, out.
Nah, like, nah, hell nah, not like that. But I mean, why would you look how he did it though? That's still a fucked up thing to do.
No, yeah, man. I didn't see. Let me watch this again. Maybe I'm missing.
Why bring that man on stage and do all this just to push him off when it was time to take a picture?
And then y'all got him left in the corner like that.
Yeah,
well, he shouldn't have. Let me see him in the corner.
Oh, just let it keep playing after he pushed him.
He didn't push him though, man.
Man, that's a push, man.
That's a push.
That's a push.
Man, to me, that's a slap in the face on stage.
That is.
Y'all digging, man.
He shoots that him. Nigga.
That man is over to the side just looking too, like, man, I want to be in the picture.
Man, but these people, this is for, like, this is probably, they, man, if I'm freeway, I'm playing the game how I go. Look here. He ain't pushed that man, first of all. I'm playing the game how I go. Look here, I'm trying to get this CD out. I'm trying to get this money. Look here, bro. Y'all have your shine. I already know I'm got my regular T-shirt on. Because he got a blue T-shirt on?
Yeah.
Look, man, everybody laugh. Look at the crowd. They all laughing at
me. Man, you digging, man.
Aw,
no. They clowning. They clowning, yo. Everybody's clowning him.
Yo, they clowning, man.
Look over the internet. Everybody's clowning him.
You're not cool enough to sit at the cool table, B.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Them people ain't clowning that. Nigga ain't laughing, man.
They laughing at that man.
They laughing at that man.
No, they not, man. What the sign said? Now, if that sign said Jay-Z pushes freeway.
Well, she just wrote it right there on the spot.
I know, right? Now, if she would have did that, nah, that would have made me fall along. But come on, man. Freeway to be, man, you got to just be happy to be on the stage, man. You good, man.
Nah, man.
Freeway, if you listening to me, bro, get your money, man. Don't listen to these people, man. Don't go against Jay-Z. Mess your money up, man.
Oh, man, you should have pushed him down, Freeway.
Oh, damn, man. Right.
Get some of them goons to knock his ass off. gangster.
Oh, how long we been going, man? This time, since you messed us up last time.
About hour 24.
Okay.
Yeah, we can wrap up.
Wrap that shit up, B.
Wrap it up, B. Wrap it. That's rapdose.com. Wrap it up, B. Look to see what they say Jay-Z pushed Freeway. But that man ain't pushed. That's why I couldn't find it on YouTube. Nobody man. Said.
He That's what it's that. Called.
Yeah, man. He shoot that man.
She shoot him.
Man, like, bro. You better go get your money, man. That's not your crowd right there. You can go ahead to the side. You know how I go.
You would have felt some kind of way too if you got shoe like that.
Son, I would have sat to the side and been smiling and looking. Everybody been laughing. I've been all good, but I'm trying to get this CD out, man. I'm trying to get this money, man. If he pushed him, then I would have been like, damn, that's fucked up.
But you can't be a hardcore rapper getting shooed.
Shooed.
Yeah, niggas can't take you seriously no more. Nigga, Jay-Z shoes you, nigga. Shut up.
Man. God damn, all black people, we hold people to a whole different level. this man got out of pitch and be like, man, you ain't no hardcore rapper. You ain't killing people. Now this man gotta be like, I am killing people. Now he gotta go get a murder charge. He gotta get a shot. Like, see, I told you I was down. Say, bro, look, get some money freeway. Don't listen to these people with this, bro. Don't get caught up, man.
Fuck that. You better listen to me. I'm trying to tell you.
Nigga, somebody commented talking about, and 26 people thumbed it up. LMO, laughing my ass off. Hove told Free to beat it.
See?
Nigga, everybody talking about, sorry, Freeway, Illuminati members only.
See, I told you. I'm telling you, that's fucking Illuminati meeting.
What is this Illuminati shit, man? What is it? Do we need to really get into this ball with this? Because I really don't know what this crap is all about, man.
Man, the Illuminati run the world, man. It's real out here.
Yeah, it is.
Love rule the world, man. No people don't wish to come. Love rule this world.
Oh, man.
Hate put me in here, and love is busting me out.
Baby Blue Ivy, dog. Baby Blue Ivy is going to run the world. leader of the new Illuminati.
That's funny how he got her to name that baby Blue.
I know, right?
That supposed to mean, what's the significance of that?
Some Illuminati.
Man, that old man, come on, get out of here.
Nah, because he used to date fucking Blue Cantrell.
What?
B-L-U, right? Her name is B-L-U-E, right? Like the color, right?
I think it's both spelled the same.
So what we saying is, right? So technically, because they say Beyonce wasn't pregnant, right?
Oh, that's Blue's baby.
And that's Blue baby, right? Right?
I don't know.
You heard it here first.
Nigga, you gonna definitely get us killed because we didn't say the kid that wasn't even supposed to be said. Nigga, we done told, I don't know if it got recorded, but we done told niggas that the Princess Diana was a Kennedy.
That was Aunt with that one.
And who? Ain't no recorded footage of that whatsoever.
Oh my God, what else we said? What it was
what it was, and before, prior to this, we had a 30-minute session that we found out that wasn't recorded, and we talked about Aunt had asked about the whole Kennedy, some young lady, she hung herself or something, right, Aunt?
Yeah.
So she hung herself or whatnot, what he said was asphyxiation. So that, because we was like, me and PJ was like, asphyxiation. We was like trying to figure out, what the hell is Ann talking about? We said it. We was like, hold on. Did she do the same thing as that David Carradine shit? Like when homeboy like hung himself and was like jerking himself off at the same time?
How do you know he's jerking himself off at the same time, though?
That's what it's called. That's what they do, man.
No, it's called, look up autoerotica asphyxiation. I had never heard that word before in my life. That's why I was like, shout out to my white brethren. They forerunners on shit that we just don't know nothing about.
Yeah.
Look up autoerotica asphyxiation. I bet you he come up.
But why couldn't he just been hanging there with his hands wide open like, yeah?
Because he was butt ass naked.
Shit, another man got fucking found.
For real? On.
Man found in Arkansas bathtub with meteorologist. Oh shit, he got found with a man? Hold on. Hold on. Authorities say a man was found dead in a bathtub with a chain around his neck in central Arkansas. Manumel, I guess that's the name of the place where they stayed. Manumel police were summoned Monday morning to the home where the 24-year-old Dexter Williams of Mountain Pine dead. Who wrote this? The homeowner told police he found Williams in a tub with meteorologist Brett Cummings. Oh, his name was Cummings.
This can't be real. This is fake.
Brett Cummings of a Little Rock television station, KARK. He says Cummings was asleep and promptly vomited after he awoke and saw that Williams was dead. What? Hold on. All right, this is on our next show. We have to figure out this shit right here because this don't sound right. But, from what I understand, the asphyxiation thing is, man. What you say, PJ? They hanging themselves and they jerking off at the same time and they trying to see if they gonna die or come first. Or
how? Yeah, that's how it works. Yeah, you gotta. I guess it's a game. They see which one come first. I guess it's a rush or a thrill. I don't know. I never tried this shit. I just regularly beat my meat, no homo. I don't really get into, I don't try no different tricks and shit with it. I mean, I'm cool with just the regular shit. I don't need to choke myself. I don't know. Why I gotta lose oxygen to bust a nut now? I don't. That wasn't natural.
Son, that's you talk about. You won't go too far. No, that's how you get to the point where you think, yeah, this is not enough. I need to fucking choke myself.
Yeah, I know, right? Like this is just not doing it for me no more.
This is not doing it for me no more.
Like
this doesn't turn me on. I need to hang myself. I ain't doing it.
Out of control.
A great thespian once said, "When I'm in a room with a chick." And they hold on one fuck. Like a man, I'm going to beat my meat and kiss my fucking nut for sure. And she going to be drooling. I'm going to cut the tip off and go to sleep. And hold on.
Now tell that to your girlfriend since you tell her everything else.
She's going to be with a boyfriend. You're going to be by your damn self.
I'm lost. What is this quote?
That's the words of late, the great, the Juvie.
Juvie the great.
You said the late, the great. He died?
Juvie died too? No, Lord, no, Jesus.
Nah, Juvie. I just seen Juvie on TV the other day. He was on he was on the Breakfast Club.
I know. I said the great thespian. You said
yeah, Juvie. I said late.
You said he was on the Breakfast Club.
Like he was that on movie the Breakfast with, Club.
What's that? Is that the movie with like Molly Ringwald?
No, man. The radio show in New York.
Oh.
I'm gonna need you to go download iHeartRadio on your iPhone.
Oh, the real, son.
And go to, I think it's like 105, I think, up in New York. Power 105.
Y'all tripping.
Man, I Lil Kim on there today. Lil Kim on there was salty than a motherfucker, boy. He was asking her all kind of shit.
Yeah, New York, man. New York got some rowdy fucking radio stations, huh? Damn.
Yeah.
They got, remember the lady, remember when Aaliyah died and shit, and the dude was like letting planes crash or something in the background as he was talking about it? What was that all about? And he got fired? It was, people was like, man, that's classless. You remember? Yeah, it was some radio host, and he was, they was talking about Aaliyah debt, and, they had planes fucking crashing and shit or something. Y'all ain't hear about that?
No, I don't remember. I kind of remember something about it, but not really.
On the next Forget That, yo, we will be talking about that.
The internet wasn't popping back in 2001 like that for me.
All right. And here you go. David Carradine died. This is Wikipedia, so take it as you may. David Carradine died on June 4, 2009 from accidental asphyxiation. According to the medical examiner, who performed a private autopsy on the actor, his body was found hanging by a rope in a closet in his room in Thailand, and there was evidence of a recent orgasm. Two autopsies were conducted and concluded that his death was not suicide, and that the Thai forensic pathologist who examined the body stated that his death may have been due to autoerotic asphyxiation. And then they got two of his ex-wives came out and said, yeah, he was about that life. He was into self-bondage. Oh, man.
He was definitely about that I'm going to choke myself till I die life.
I'm about that life. I mean, I'm about that life to death.
Yeah. I will beat my meat and choke myself. Who thought of this would be a good idea? That's like mixing... like oil and water. Why would you?
I'm looking at Wikipedia. They got nothing but people that died from it. They got some dude from in 1791, a composer. Somebody, you know what, man?
Oh, niggas was doing this a long time ago.
Oh, man, come on.
I thought this was some new shit. I ain't know niggas been doing this for years.
The Bible tells you, my brother, that nothing new under the sun. They've been doing this shit back in biblical times. They were doing this in Sodom and Gomorrah.
That's a damn shame.
Oh my god. This is craziness. I'm reading this. Separate, all jokes aside, man. What if these people are really not doing this, but this is like some kind of cover up? Like they murdering these people and putting them in these kind of situations and say like, ha, that'd be a crazy way to dirty up your name, you know what I mean? Like if I was mad at Ant, all of a sudden I just kill him and do him like this, like. So the last thing his mama knew about him was, man, my son was in a Thai hotel in a closet, choked out, and he was jerking himself off. Oh, Jesus. You know what I'm saying? You can't look. Man, come on, man. What if this was just like cover-ups? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's really like...
That's a hell of a cover-up, because you're going to have to jack his dick till he busts a nut then.
So how you... So
did kill him. Because if you read what he said, it say it was... of multiple orgasms, so.
Hold on.
I don't think you want to do that. I'm just saying. I don't know.
They didn't say multiple orgasms. They say recent, man. We got to keep on. If it's a conspiracy, you got to keep jerking him off. We gonna really mess up his name.
Hey, I don't know.
But what if though? I mean, because you know your life. I mean, I don't know about death, but you know
I'm
your body
to do all that.
But your body, listen. You know your body do all kind of stuff when you die and shit, right? So it's like
I think busting nuts is one of them, though.
What if that's one of the things that happen? Like you get right before you about to die, boom, God give you one more fucking nut, boom, then let you to send you out. You know what I'm saying? Like on a good note. like the closing song. Boom. send you out with a fucking closing nut.
Oh, that would suck.
I mean, oh my god.
At least you'll sleep peacefully.
I guess, man. I think we covered all the bases on this show.
This has been another episode of Forget That Yo Radio, the Black Devin Hasselhoff. Catch me on Twitter at Emerge City. Catch us at forgetthatyo.podomatic.com. You can also check us out at iTunes. Just search Forget That Yo. That's the key word. You can also check us out at the BlackBerry Podcast Directory. And you can also catch us on Stitcher Radio.
Oh, I'm out of fucking breath. That's what I am. I'm Jeremy Y. Jeremy, J-E-R-E-M-Y. And the Y, W-H-Y. Question everything. That's me at Twitter.com. And you can find me on the Jeremy Contradiction. I need to put a new video up. I think in my next video, I'm gonna read my old love letters from my exes. I'm gonna leave their names out, and we're gonna just leave it at that, man. I'm done, man. Thank you, that boy PJ, for coming through, man, and being a third wheel on this bus, bro. You got the last one, man.
No doubt. I enjoyed it. I ain't gotta do shit. Got to sit here and just look at Chloe and Lamar and talk shit all day. That's what's up. And it's also a blessing because I ain't got to edit this shit. My dude, you going to have a fucking hell of a time editing this shit. I know how it goes in the editing room. That's why I try to be fucked up when I do it, so I don't remember half of it. So
the struggle.
It's all good.
Where can he find you at, PJ?
On the internet. I don't want to give out my shit. Nah, I'm just playing. You can catch me on Twitter at DATBOIPJ. Also, you can catch me on my blog at same name. And you can catch me on the Hip Hop Power Hour. Matter of fact, I'm going to let y'all know we got an exclusive interview coming up on there for next week's episode. We got Diamond from Crime Mob. So, y'all stay tuned.
We knocking, we bucking, and ready to fight.
Yes, sir.
And we out.
Peace.
I like you and you like me, so I like you and you like me, so I like you and you like me, so I like you and you like me, so
I like you, you like me. Let's make it official and wrestle any sheets. Freaky intentions, positions you never heard of. No making love and we thuggin', this might hurt some. Confirmation, I'm drilling the way she's screaming. Back to reality, she had me daydreaming. Thinking and scheming, the ways to give a semen. The way she walking that velour got the kid fiending. Start the conversation, approach no hesitation. Grabbed her by the arm and gave her the information. I seen you by the bar, I seen you smiling at me. I got two options, they both will make you happy. I wanna take her and Justin Slayer, or reenact Mr. Marcus in my apartment. The Hennessy and hypnotic, it had her hypnotized. She took a sip, dropped the cup, and then replied.
Any other show? Forget that, yo.
Y'all got it.